Section 4. You will hear part of a lecture about writing for radio. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
We're going to move on today to look at some of the key principles of writing for radio. Of course, the main thing that you have to remember is that a radio script is not written to be read, but to be spoken and heard. Now, putting this into practice is more difficult than it seems, because writing as we speak involves abandoning many of the normal rules of writing that have been taught to us from an early age. This is because we need to concentrate on how the piece sounds. Written words convey information, but they don't convey the full meaning of what you want to say. They don't tell you what to emphasize, what speed something should be read at, or where the pauses should come. So these have to be indicated in a script. Whatever is said on radio, whether it's a link to a magazine program, a film review, or even a voice piece in the news, needs to sound as if it's coming from the mind of the speaker, almost like part of a conversation, rather than something that's being read. Before you begin to write, it's a good idea to know who you're talking to, to visualize a typical member of the radio station's audience. If you're writing a film review for a local audience, for example, think about how you'd tell your grandmother about the film. Or if you're reviewing a pop concert, think about how you'd tell your friend about the band. The words have much more impact if each person feels they're being spoken to directly. So your tone needs to be informal, rather than using impersonal words like listeners or the audience. You can make it more informal. Include them in what you're saying by referring to us and we. Once you know who you're talking to, the next thing is to work out what you're going to say. Don't forget that the person listening to you has no opportunity to ask questions. And in the same way, you can't repeat what you've just said. For these reasons, it's important that your script is logical and progresses smoothly. Too many facts too close together will cause confusion, so space them out evenly. The best scripts allow listeners to visualize what you're describing. For example, instead of giving the physical dimensions of a field, describe it as being the size of, say, a football pitch. If you're talking about a tall building, relate it to, perhaps, a 10-story block of flats. Now, all scripts need something that will grab the attention of the listener. You need something that'll make them say, "Hey, I want to stop and listen to this." So the first sentence has to do this for you. It needs to be intriguing, interesting, and then it needs to be backed up by a second sentence that explains what you're talking about. The last sentence should also give your listeners food for thought and can be in the form of a question or a statement that sums up the item. After you've finished your script, you need to polish it up. And the most effective method of doing this is by reading it aloud. This also helps you to avoid tongue twisters or words that you might find awkward to pronounce.
That is the end of Section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test.